Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Groups representing older people here are calling for a commissioner for ageing and older persons to be established to protect the rights of older people, on foot of a fresh controversy over nursing home charges. At issue is a government strategy to fight compensation claims from medical card holders or their families who believe they were wrongly charged for private nursing home care. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is expected to face questions in the Dáil this afternoon about his knowledge of the strategy when he was Minister for Health. According to a report in the Irish Daily Mail, the government is alarmed that a compensation scheme for hundreds of thousands of families who were charged nursing home fees over decades could cost up to 12 billion euro. In a moment, the latest on a growing political controversy. But first, let's talk to Céline Clark, who is Head of Advocacy with Age Action. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the programme, Céline.
Thank you.
So we're talking here, just to try and be as clear as possible about this, we're talking here about people, older people, who receive nursing home care over a period from what, I think the mid-1970s up to 2006, 2007, when Fair Deal came in, who were medical card holders, but had to pay either private nursing home charges or in some cases charges in public nursing homes. Now, just to deal with that first category, they were dealt with, weren't they, by a scheme?
Well, firstly, many people were legally charged for nursing home care and public beds by the health services because there was no legal basis for those charges. So under the 1970 Health Act, people were entitled to free nursing home care and public beds, but the state charged many of them and continued to charge many people over 30 years, knowing it was illegal to do so. Now, there was a health repayment scheme established in 2006, but it had a very, very narrow terms of reference. And while some, by 20,000 families, are reported to have received about 477 million between them, it did force patients who had to fund their own care because of a lack of a public space, they were excluded. But also the terms of reference were narrowed to those people who were still living or who had died on or after December 1988. And of course, there were people that were affected prior to that, because as you noted, this was going on since the 1970s. So hundreds of thousands of people are affected. And many of these would have been people on low incomes or people with acute care needs, basically older people who needed the protection of the law. And many of these may not have even known that the charges were illegal because the system was not transparent and information was really hard to access. Then we have the category of people who were forced to pay for private nursing homes because they couldn't access a public bed. Sometimes this caused real hardship within families, especially in cases where older husbands or wives were trying to cover the cost of the other's care while living on the state pension. So for decades, the state has failed to adequately resource the public beds to meet needs. And unfortunately, the state continues to fail older people by not meeting their needs. Today, people are still going into nursing homes prematurely because they can't access home care. The promised statutory home care still hasn't been delivered. The regulator, HICWA, consistently calls for more powers, and the Commission on Care that was committed to in the programme for government has not been established. So what we're seeing is the state is just too slow to react to the needs of our ageing population. And in general, older people are disempowered, particularly when they need care.
Okay, and I'll come to that wider issue in just a moment, but in terms of those individuals or their families who are in the situation where they were paying for private care, even though the recipient of the care was a medical card holder, it's worth reminding ourselves, Céline, that at that time, through those decades, the qualifying criteria for a medical card were very tough. I mean, now, you know, older people get a medical card as of right. That wasn't at all the case then.
No, well, successive policy changes have kind of moved around the goalposts on who was eligible for medical card and what the thresholds were. But if we go back to, say, you know, in 1999, a person aged 66 to 69, the medical card threshold was £100 and the state pension was about £89 for a single person. So they would have qualified for it, but they were on very low incomes and very low means. And then if they had to go and have to try and pay for private nursing home care, it was just beyond most people's means. Like, people went into serious hardship. And then we had the other issue that the means testing for a subvention by the health board, which is now the HSE, considered the incomes of wider family members as well. So we had a situation where family members were contributing to the cost of the private care for the nursing home when the individual was entitled to that care in a public space, but there wasn't the public beds available. Yeah. And unfortunately, this was well known. The system knew that it didn't have either enough resources, enough beds to be able to meet the care needs, but it also knew that it had no legal basis for charging people for public beds.
So what do you want to see happen now? We've opposition politicians, and we'll be hearing from some of those in just a moment, saying that the first stage is that the documents relating to this, the information needs to be put into the public domain so people can understand what the government strategy is, what's been happening there. Is that something you'd support?
Look, it's clear from the Ombudsman's report, Who Cares in 2010, and the action since, that we just don't have transparency or accountability or indeed remedy for those people who were directly affected. So we need full disclosure on this issue to learn lessons. But the government must establish a commissioner for care, a commissioner for ageing and older persons, because this would bring an appropriate level of insight, representation and transparency to policy making on ageing. This is a particularly complicated issue to unpack, largely because the success of policy changes and decisions by the Department of Health or those in government confused and frustrated the situation. But we know that the Constitution recognises the state's duty to safeguard the interests of people when they reach old age or they are affected by disability. Yet there is a lack of infrastructure to ensure that the rights of older people are protected.
So what would a commissioner achieve then?
A commissioner would provide the appropriate level of insight, representation and transparency to policy on ageing. We had a situation where the Ombudsman had to initiated their powers and launched an investigation in 2010 and made some serious findings, and also recognised the fact that there was frustration in them being able to carry out their duties. A commissioner in ageing and older persons would focus on the needs and policy needs of all as we age and older people now.
Okay, Céline, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us. That's Céline Clark from Age Action. Well, staying with all this, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is expected to take questions on the issue when he is in the Dáil in a little less than an hour from now. Meanwhile, the Labour Party leader Ivana Bacsik has called for publication of all the documents relating to any legal strategy. She also said that she had spoken to the former Labour Party Minister for Health, Brendan Howlan, about what had happened.
So I've spoken with Brendan myself. He doesn't recall any memorandum, or he doesn't believe he saw any memorandum about this before. And he's spoken also with Eamon Gilmore about it, who says the same. But that's why we need to see transparency. That's why we need to see the documents published, to see exactly when did this policy come into being, who was aware of it, and what was the advice of the Attorney General. And there is an issue here also around the role of Attorneys General, because clearly there is a divergence here between the public interest and the interest of government.
Well, that's the Labour Party leader, Ivana Bacsik. Let's talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, now, who's in Leinster House. I suppose next on this, Micheál, is Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. He was Minister for Health during a period, and the opposition party is asking him about what was his state of knowledge in relation to this strategy.
Yes, that's going to be the key question in just over half an hour now when leaders' questions take place. I suppose what there is now is confirmation that there was a strategy by successive governments to contest these cases, particularly from that group, those people who were in private nursing home care but had medical cards, so would have been entitled to, it subsequently emerged, to a space, a public place, and wouldn't have had to pay for that. That all became clear in 2005. So while the strategy is in place from a government perspective, there is no politician yet who has said that they had an awareness that it was there or had a knowledge of the documents relating to it. No politician yet has said that. So I think that will be the focus for some in the opposition.
But the government statement last evening, Micheál, makes it clear that at no stage has any government conceded a right to compensation by that category of people who were in private nursing homes, even though they were medical card holders.
Yes, that has never gone to a full court hearing, it seems, but there have been some cases settled where there were complicating factors. That's how it was described. But it wasn't fully tested in the courts. So I suppose that is the key point here. There was that compensation scheme set up by Mary Harney when she was health minister in 2007 for the people in the public nursing homes who had been wrongly charged over that period from the 70s to 2004, who'd been charged for that care. That paid out somewhere just shy of 480 million to about 20,000 families. But there were those key limitations in it. One was that it didn't cover those medical card holders in the private nursing homes, and also the fact that it only covered people who had died from December 9, 1998 to December 9, 2004.
And just a final question, Micheál. Various calls for current and former ministers of health to come into the Oireachtas Health Committee to answer questions on that. Is there anything, is that likely to happen?
The Oireachtas Health Committee will meet at 4:30 this evening. They're talking about asking perhaps the whistleblower who made these claims to the Irish Mail on Sunday first to appear before the committee, and also to ask all the former health ministers involved if they might appear before it. That's something the committee is going to consider. And of course, there already has been that request for all the documents at the centre of this to be published.
Micheál Ohanian, Leinster House, thanks very much for that.